The NFL on CTE. 1. I worked overtime when I was 8, shovel manure, fed the calves, or any task my dad would ask, so once again I could stay up late for the Monday night game on ABC, the guttural drawl of Hank Jr.'s call, "Are you ready for some football?" Yes, I'd yell at the box TV. I had the den to myself those nights. I'd gorge on Shasta and Saltines, while my heroes clashed upon the screen, an epic battle brought to life. Football was my early art, each drive a portrait of heart and hustle, embellished by grit and muscle, and framed by the will to stay alive. 2. On Tuesdays after school, I'd sprint the dirt road home from town, strap a helmet to my chin, and reenact each crucial down. Flecked by evening dew, I dreamed the big blue wrecking crew, LT, Banks, even McGrew, paced red zones of fallen leaves. Such was the foliage in my head, as Sims dropped back through frozen stocks, and Ibarra would feign a block, then explode around the heifer shed. A seamless play-action fake, the defense frozen in their stance, see Ibarra shake and bake, and break into a touchdown dance. 3. Of course, I didn't know back then that football was a gladiator game, rich folks courting desperate men to test their fate for a chance at fame. Nor their immoral authority. Cheerleaders defeat our bestial whims, a Budweiser than thou pitch within the dark bark of Spuds McKenzie. Oh, to return and at last rewind those yellow ribbons used to tether the NFL and our troops together and sever God from overtime. Yet thanks to panels of populace, the formula still works for NBC, Fox, ESPN, and CBS, but what about for CTE? 4. If I only knew the league ignored years of peer-reviewed reports, and my heroes left the game injured irreparably and just for sport. And still their trick plays persist, the concussion protocol charade, 15 seconds to establish the lack of damage to the brain. Watch Seau on a delayed blitz as Bubba Smith joins the scrum, while Turner and his lunch pail ethic takes on Sash to spring a run. But here comes Dwerson flying in to dislodge the ball helmet first, recovered by Belcher for the win, while the sellout crowd goes berserk. 5. Sold out for beer, bread, and circus, as players vie for Pollice Compresso, and shrewd GMs observe and ask us, should he stay or should he go? Yet what of the official rules of play, those yellow flags devised to sight, like soldiers watching worlds away, the differences between wrong and right? And how to rebrand childhood, that all-American farm boy, running routes through fields of gold, a Rockwell painting titled Joy? Perhaps we should start with Iron Mike, or is that conduct unsportsmanlike?